I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, what's more addicting? Gambling or heroin? Bless you. Police arrested a man in Great Falls, Montana at a casino there at Lucky Lil's. 41-year-old Dylan Stevens was arrested for criminal possession of heroin as he was sitting at one of the gambling tables there, and the bag of heroin fell out of his pocket and was laying there on the floor. And the employee swings by. He notices that what looks to be like heroin on the ground there. He picks it up and calls police. And by the time the police arrive, he's still busy playing his game, just unaware that he's dropped his heroin on the floor. So they say, hey, you want to step back from the table for a second? They check him out. He's got a couple more bundles of heroin in there, a syringe, some brass knuckles, and what turned out to be almost 2 grams of heroin in his pocket, and never even knew he dropped it on the floor. So I guess gambling is probably
Sounds more like gambling than heroin.
Yeah,
he was willing to drop his heroin habit for his gambling.
That's what it was.
Okay, you just don't want this happening to you. You wake up one morning and you find out, like, one of the most despised or knuckleheaded individuals in the country shares your name, and you become an innocent victim. And that's the case with this guy in San Antonio who, you know, his name was fine for, you know, most of his 60 years on the planet until United Airlines had their fiasco last week. And the CEO of United, some guy named Oscar Munoz, you know, initially says, yeah, it's the fault of the guy. And then, you know, don't blame our employees. And then goes on Good Morning America the next morning and then does a 180, Oscar Munoz. Well, there's some guy in San Antonio named Oscar Munoz, and he claims he's been getting all kinds of phone calls and emails from angry people, some threatening to kill him. They think he's the Oscar Munoz, the CEO of United Airlines. He says, would you think that the CEO of a major corporation would put his phone number, his personal phone number, so you can contact him, or his personal email in the phone book? I kind of doubt if I have yet to, I kind of doubt that that would happen. But apparently he's getting phone calls and emails from all these people who think he is the guy. Turns out that this guy, though, in real life is a magician.
Yeah.
So maybe it's going to turn out to be good for bookings for him in some way. I don't know.
No press is bad press,
I guess.
And finally, an elderly man has passed away. Well, they call him 67 years old, so that's not elderly. But 67-year-old guy died while receiving a lap dance at a strip club in El Paso, Texas. I have to call my dad and see if he's ever been to the Red Parrot. It doesn't look too fancy.
The Red Parrot.
Yeah. Robert Gene White, 67, had gone to the Red Parrot in El Paso, which describes itself as a, quote, legendary full-service gentleman's club, Friday night. The club's manager says White was, quote, unresponsive when his dance finished. And after the dancer initially thought the old man was trying to get out of paying his bill, by what, laying there and not responding? They realized he was actually in trouble and began performing some CPR. Maybe that's what he wanted. I don't know. But a short time later, they called 911, and he was out of there. They took him to a nearby hospital. He was unable to be revived. And they said it turned out to be natural causes, his death at the Red Parrot. I don't know if that means the strippers are that good or they're that bad. Because he either got too excited or his blood wasn't pumping enough.
I can't believe it.
But nonetheless, that's the way he went out.
Is there some kind of tribute dance strippers could do for one of the customers who's passed away?
What are you getting on the Red Parrot?
Yeah, I'm getting some Yelp reviews on it. And actually, I mean, it looks like a total dive, but the Yelp reviews aren't that bad on it. Oh, there's a special VIP room in there.
Oh, yeah. All mirrored walls.
It looks like you'll have to ask your dad about the...
I'm sure my dad's never been to the Red Parrot.
Well, then, no, wait. They just put in a new entrance now. Oh. They just remodeled
it. Around the back?
Not too long ago. So maybe he was there for the grand reopening.
Perhaps.
Of the Red Parrot. And on the sign is a giant... It's a red, giant red sign with a white parrot. An illuminated white parrot for the Red Parrot.